It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Monday brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind their first responders. Well, on a Cinco de Mayo, we will go to the year 2006 by way of a different one.
1970.
That's the origin of this song that we know mostly because of George Strait.
I'm wanted in Tucson, I'm told.
And on a Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, and things will blow over on the seashores of old Mexico.
South of the border flare with George Strait and the seashores of old Mexico. A song that was written by Merle Haggard. And first performed, thoughts are, roughly early 1970, Merle penned this song, and it was first performed, though. It went through a couple of incarnations along the way, but 1971 out of the gate, Hank Snow.
And the border meant freedom, a new life and romance, that's why I thought I should go.
Number one in Canada, by the way, for Hank Snow.
And start my life over on the seashore of old Mexico.
I like it.
There it is. Yeah, a little different style to it. It peaked out number six here, stateside, for Hank Snow. That was 1971. Then Freddie Weller would record it in 72. Not to much avail. But he penned this in the early 70s, and it immediately, for Merle, became just a staple in his concert life repertoire from the stage. He busted out all the time. Took him a while to record it, though. But George Strait, when he took hold of it back in 2006, George released it as the third and final single from the 2005 album Somewhere Down in Texas, great album. Peaked at number 11 on the chart, but it got him a nod for a Grammy, up for Best Male Country Vocal Performance Grammy nomination in 2007. Plus, it was one of the few songs that George Strait decided to do a music video for. And it was his first video in like 4 years. And why not? You get to go down and shoot on location there on the seashores of old Mexico. That was pretty sweet. Gee, George Strait knows what he's doing. But in 1987, in between all of that, Merle did release it. And he released it with Willie Nelson as a duet, actually. It didn't do much, and neither did the album that it came from. They teamed up there and started because they had Pancho and Lefty in 1983. And this song and album was supposed to basically be a sequel to that. Largely because both Willie and Merle in that time period needed a lot of money. So the IRS was after Willie. Well, Merle just liked to gamble. And there you have it. They decided to get it together. Didn't do great album-wise or otherwise, but it did give us more Merle and Willie together. By the way, on that, they do a version of the Beatles' Yesterday.
Oh,
which
okay.
Merle had notably in 1982, or the Good Times Really Over, panned as the end of music as we knew it. Oh, well. On a Cinco de Mayo, it's Willie, it's Merle, it's the seashores of old Mexico.
We left out of Tucson.